This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Captain Mike Gallo joins us on, I don't know, Mike, what kind of weather are you looking at over there at the Spots and Dots Lake House Lodge?
Well, Don, I canceled my trip yesterday with the onset of rain and fog, so I am not at the Spots and Dots Lodge this morning, listening to my favorite Saturday morning show on the couch.
Sounds pretty comfy. Well, when you do get ready to go back at it, what's going to be the pattern that you're going to give it a try?
Well, we do have rising water temperatures, and the water is slowly clearing up. We had quite a bit of wind during the week of Mardi Gras, right after Mardi Gras. We had quite a bit of wind. The Pearl River is high, so you go south. You want to be south shore of Lake Pontchartrain or even in the intercoastal waterway or down towards the Mistigo. That water is warming. It's in the mid-50s now, and as the sun comes up and towards the end of the day, you'll have water temperatures in the high 50s, even low 60s, and that's pretty good to get those fish pretty active. And I like to use a popping cork and a plastic this time of year because you can cover so much water and really hone in on where those fish are, sort of call them to you as opposed to hopefully landing close to one.
Yeah, and Mike, I was crossing Pontchartrain just yesterday, as a matter of fact, and it looked like it wanted to clear up, but it was still kind of murky and muddy. I guess this next little frontal system coming through is probably going to stir it up again. Have you getting any reports at all? Because when things are right in mid-March, boy, Pontchartrain, the bridges can produce some really big mule trout.
Right. There are some good fish out there. We caught some decent fish the week of Mardi Gras, when the weather was nice and calm. It's just that time of year where we have fronts that are pretty much back-to-back come through on a weekly basis. But you're definitely correct. Pontchartrain does have some good fish in it. You just need, that holy trinity that we talk about, clean water, moving water, and bait fish. And this time of year, it'll be moving and there'll be bait fish. The hard part is to fish it when you have clean water. If you can get those three ingredients together, generally you can be fairly productive.
Gotcha. Anything else folks need to know before they head out on this weekend, if they're going to go out and this kind of stuff, besides bringing the rain gear?
Well, it's not completely bleak. There's certainly other species of fish that will feed more so by scent than by sight, and that's where your live or dead bait will come in. One of the captains that rents a slip from me did venture out last couple of days, and he had some freshwater catfish, sheephead, the occasional redfish flounder, and he even had a few speckled trout mixed in there. Now, he was grinding, and he fished quite a bit to get that catch. So it's not completely bleak. If you have to go, think about fishing in a deep hole and try to squat there for a good while if you can, because the more you have your bait in the water, do some chumming, that you'll get those fish to sort of come to you when they smell your scent trail and follow it up to where you are.
Yeah. All right. All good stuff, Captain Mike. We appreciate it. When is your next trip booked?
Oh, I have trips coming up. We just need the weather to get right, and we'll be able to get out there and go see what's going on. The good thing, you know, they're in lots of areas. They're in the lakes. They're in the marsh. They're in the deep man-made channels. So they're in lots of areas. You just need the weather to cooperate where you can get out there to them.
All righty. You got you on my website if people want to make the connection to yours. But give them your website if they want to go there directly, and a telephone number if they want to give you a call. And I know people always have a lot of questions, from what do I wear to what do I need to bring, who cleans the fish, all of those things they want to know. So tell them how to get you on your site and phone number.
Yeah, there's lots of good information on my site. I just downloaded a bunch of pictures, and you can get those questions answered or look at those pictures at aaofla.com. We're on social media at Angling Adventures of Louisiana, or the telephone is 985-781-7811.
All right, very good, Captain Mike. We appreciate your report as always, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, Don. We'll talk to you then.
All righty, there he goes, Captain Mike Gallo, and he's calling Born on the Bayou.